Welcome to the Weekly Leadership Experience, a place for leaders to get inspired, be challenged, and grow. I am your host, Rashad Oberlander. Let's get started. Today's episode of the Weekly Leadership Experience is brought to you by my 7-day Leadership Growth Challenge. It's a free challenge that I've created, and it's delivered by email over the course of 7 days. I've created 7 compelling questions to challenge various aspects of your leadership, the way you lead, and why you lead. Go to rashadoberlander.com and scroll down until you find the 7-day leadership challenge, or look for the link in the show notes. And now, on with the show. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. Today, I want to talk about the theme of take a stand. And this theme has come up because of a conversation I had with a friend and mentor of mine some time ago. But I was reminded of it because of some recent conversations I've had on the podcast and also some private conversations I've been having with some close friends of mine and other business relations. And take a stand means to me, what is it that you stand for? And that was the question that I posed to my friend and mentor, and kind of around the question of, you know, I asked my mentor, do you believe that an organization has a responsibility to improve the life of the community in which it operates or the greater community at large around the globe? And so this conversation evolved from that question. And my mentor and the organization that he's a part of are very active both in the local community as well as the global community in terms of giving back. And they do this based on when they're able, but I think for quite a number of years they've been engaging in some local and some global initiatives. And so discussing this with him, you know, his thoughts were that, you know, if a business has the means, essentially the question comes up at some point of what is it that you stand for? And what is it that you stand for means more than just the service or the product or what have you that you sell. Because that's easy to answer. You sell this or you sell that or you provide this service or that service to X customer. That's fairly easy to answer, generally. But what is it that you stand for is a more of an ethereal question. And answering that at a personal level as well as at a business level can take quite a bit more thought and energy in terms of figuring that out. I think it's an important question. I think it's a question that more business leaders can and should face. And I think that overall, I believe in the value of the idea of corporate social responsibility. If you don't know what corporate social responsibility is, basically it's the responsibility of an entity or corporation to better the lives of its stakeholders because it has the means to do so. Whether those are, you know, the community or environment in which it operates, or, you know, the employees internally, contractors and suppliers externally, how do you make everyone's life a little bit better? Because you have the means to do so as a corporation or entity. So I personally believe in that value. I believe that if a business has the means to do so, it should. And I enjoy this quote from Martin Luther King Jr., which says, "Life's persistent and most urgent question is, what are you doing for others?" And really, you can answer this question both at the personal level and at the business level as a business leader. But what is it that you're taking a stand on? You know, is it an environmental issue or human rights issue or just supporting a local charity or organization or just making sure that the community where you do business is in good shape? You know, what are some of the things that you can do as a business and a business leader and at a personal level that improves the lives of the people around you? Do you believe that you have a responsibility to do anything about it? Now, don't get me wrong. As my mentor pointed out, you know, if a business doesn't have the means, if numbers are down, if profitability is not where it needs to be, you know, that giving away what you don't have is not the solution. But more to the point that if a business is successful, if an organization is being successful, and it has the means and the profitability is there, I believe that there is great value in an organization giving back to the community or to the global community and finding ways to take a stand on something, take a stand on what you believe in. What does the organization stand for beyond that which it sells, as I mentioned earlier? And not only does it improve the lives of the people that you choose to serve, or the matter that you take a stand on, but when the organization as a whole and the employees and the people that work within the organization take hold of the of that issue and everyone is pulling together towards that, and that it's a incredibly satisfying and motivating thing for people to be proud of, that their organization is taking a stand on an important issue or is contributing back to a community or a global community. And it's a matter of incredible pride for people to be able to say that they work for an organization that does that. In a lot of cases, the question of what is it that you stand for comes from, you know, the higher leadership or the founder or business owner, because the business is often an extension of the person that started or founded it or is in leadership at the top. And so often those values do trickle down. It can definitely be determined by the organization as a whole, by the employees speaking out on what's important to them, and by the organization being able to participate in and encourage giving back. And that is definitely another avenue. You know, sometimes providing monetary gifts is not always necessary. You can provide, you know, paid days off to employees to contribute to a charity of their choice or to fundraise or what have you. So I think that it has merit. It has merit in thinking about the question of what is it that you stand for, of looking within and finding what's important to you and determining if that is something that your organization can support and be a part of, and whether that's something that is simply a monetary gift or whether it's an investment of time, energy, and resources, whether that's something that your teams can get on board with and would want to support. And I think that the return on an investment, quote unquote, is somewhat ethereal in nature. It's certainly not a motivation to gain profit because you're a fine, upstanding company and good for you, you're supporting the community. But it's a feeling of just doing good. There is something that is just incredible about giving back and doing the right thing, and supporting those that need it. Robert Louis Stevenson said, "Don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds you plant." And so I do challenge you today to consider this question, personally, professionally, at the business level, wherever that might be. But think about it. If you have the means, if you have the business means to consider giving back to the community or the greater community, either, you know, city, national, or international, but what is it that you stand for? What is it that you will stake your flag in the ground for? What will you draw the line in the sand for? What is it that will cause you to decide to take a stand? Let me know what you think. I would love to hear your thoughts on this episode. Drop me a comment or an email. In the meantime, stay awesome.
If you've enjoyed what you've heard today, would you head over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe, leave me a rating, leave me a review, and share this with a friend. It spreads the word and helps the podcast grow. You can also find me on social media at R.E. Oberlander. Until next time, stay awesome.